The women have chosen their new executive and their leadership. It was mainly through consensus from the various provinces. They did not choose through the secret ballot way. They chose through mainly consensus. And I think most of the posts were maintained. For example, the deputy secretary is Comrade Nomthanda Zoyunisandimoyo, who is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Province. She's the deputy secretary. And but of course, Midlands has chosen as an elected a new candidate, P. Nari, who is the now secretary for administration, the post that was previously held by Comrade Flora Buka. Comrade Olivia Mchena maintains the post of National Secretary for the Commissariat. It was mainly through consensus.
And it seems as if the majority of people are aligned to the Mutsuru faction. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
I don't know anything about the so-called factions. And as far as I'm concerned, the women really did everything in a peaceful way. And I'm not sure about the so-called factions, who belongs to which faction.
And now we are told that President Mugabe has been endorsed to be the party's candidate in the 2018 elections. What are you getting there?
Yes, indeed. The women have recommended that President Mugabe be the sole candidate of ZANU-PF for the 2018 elections. And they've also endorsed and recommended that he be the sole candidate for the president of the party at Congress in December.
What happens to Mrs. Mugabe? Was she actually endorsed for the secretary post? And what about Mchinguri?
They have recommended that the first lady be appointed as the secretary for women's affairs at the Politburo. That appointment only comes at Congress, which is December. So the same as the current post that Comrade Mchinguri is holding, that is the post that she's currently holding, and that appointment only comes at Congress. So we are waiting to see what is going to happen at Congress in December, because there are no elections really to that portion. It's an appointment by the presidium of the party.
And so Opam Mchinguri will take the position of Secretary for Administration in the main wing, right?
Well, those have been recommendations or speculations from the women themselves, but there hasn't been. You see, what happens is those appointments to the Politburo are made by the presidium and mainly the president. So really no one can say so-and-so is going to take such a position, but it's only about recommendations. So no one really has a say on who's appointed where.